For Reno Public Radio News, I'm Michelle Billman. Since 2016, Renown Health and the Desert Research Institute, or DRI, have been studying data from the genetic testing of 10,000 Northern Nevadans as part of their Healthy Nevada project. The goal is to learn more about health factors and risks for people across the region. Over the next year or so, the project is going to grow significantly as another 40,000 new participants are tested. I spoke to Dr. Tony Slonim, the president of Renown Health, about the expansion. Dr. Tony Slonim, welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So before we talk about the expansion of the Healthy Nevada Project, can you remind us what the goals of this project have been since it launched in 2016 and what the launch looked like?
We set out with our partner, Desert Research Institute, to create what was called the Institute for Health Innovation, which had two primary goals. One, to engage consumers as a part of understanding better their health and healthcare risks. And two, to set up a strategy aimed at improving population health in Nevada. And we had 10,000 people sign up for genetic testing in 48 hours. And over the ensuing 90 days, they provided saliva samples that allowed their genetics to be tested and organized and held in a data warehouse where it was able to be combined with clinical data that was electronic, social data, and environmental data to help us understand the health and the healthcare risks of Northern Nevada.
And where are we with that data collection? Like, what have we learned from the samples?
There's a few things that we've learned, and we've actually got two papers that are under review right now. We're looking specifically at cardiovascular risk. It turns out that Nevadans, you know, have a higher mortality rate to the tune of about 100 people per 100,000 from cardiovascular disease. We also have some excessive rates around cancer. And so we're digging into those areas to make sure that we can better understand and disentangle what's the genetic risk, what's the environmental contribution, is it because of where people live, is it because of the way in which they live their lives, behaviors that can be addressed, et cetera. And so it's too early for us to share, some specifics from those outcomes. And in a report to the community, we're going to be detailing some of these areas of investigation where we've uncovered some important elements.
And now let's talk about the expansion of the project.
We have partnered with Helix, a genetics company, to join us at DRI and Renown Health and really help us expand the project from 10,000 to 50,000. And the incremental 40,000 people will have access to new age genetic testing. It's called Exome Plus, which is the next frame for progression in terms of next line genetic testing. We will also offer back to people through the Helix App Store an opportunity not only for ancestry data, because people are excited about their ancestry and where they came from, but provide people options with apps that help them address their health risks, things that may be very personal, things where they can change their behavior, modify it, but they'll get coaching along the way. They'll have an app. If your cholesterol is high, they'll have an app that helps them improve their cholesterol, for example. And the Helix platform has about 40 apps that are available now, and they continue to develop them over time.
And I want to go back to one thing you mentioned. I think you said next line genetic testing through the company called Helix. Can you break down what that is for someone who's unfamiliar?
So the technology that Helix uses is called Exome Plus. It's a new generation approach to sequencing the genome. And what we know is that your exomes are the areas in your gene sequence that contain the most risk factors. While your genome is expansive, the Exome Plus regions are the ones that have the most risks kind of focused on them. And that's the technology that Helix has used to sequence the genome, and it's very progressive, and we're excited to be partnering with them on this new age genetic sequencing approach.
What's the timeline like for the testing of 40,000 additional people?
The great news about the work that we did for the initial 10,000 cohort was we learned a lot about how to do this work and what kinds of results, et cetera. Based on the timeline it took us to enroll and engage 10,000 people, we're expecting it will likely take us 12 to 18 months to get people, the next 40,000, to test. And then we'll have our sights set on the next cohort after that. But we think that realistically it's going to take us 12 to 16, 18 months to sequence the next 40,000 people.
And more broadly, are there other studies like this across the country?
There are studies that are doing genetics at a broad scale, particularly in Pennsylvania. Geisinger Health System has done some impressive work as it relates to not only screening people, but also integrating their information into the medical record. We're not doing that. We're doing broad-based screening at this point, and eventually we'll likely be in a place where we can help people understand their risk, and when they have a question, be able to engage their physicians in a conversation about what they can do specifically to improve their risk profile and live healthier lives.
Dr. Slonim, you run Renown Health. Why is this project helpful to you as you plan long-term for the hospital strategy and vision?
What we believe is that the more information we have about our community and what they need, the better we can be at driving the programming that meets the needs of that community, whether it's new and innovative programs around a specific disease state or whether it's risk factors that go to driving better health and health care. We believe that the data are important in helping us to understand just what those risks for our broad community and geography are.
Dr. Slonim, thanks for your time.
Thanks so much.